Hey, it's Bailey from 107.3 Virgin Radio, and on the phone right now, I have the judges of the first ever season of Canada's Drag Race premiering on Crave July 2nd. We have the Queen of the North herself, Miss Brooklyn Heights.
Hello.
The handsome and talented Jeffrey Boyer Chapman.
Hi.
And runway legend, Miss Stacey McKenzie.
Hi, everyone.
Woohoo! Fun times on conference calls. And I know it's impossible to think about this, that someone listening right now would never even have heard of Drag Race or seen an episode of it. Brooklyn, can you quickly describe Drag Race in just some short phrases or a couple of words?
Oh my God, sure. Well, it's basically the Olympics of drag. We basically take all of the best parts of every reality TV show ever and combine them into one amazing, sparkly package. You are going to see 12 drag queens compete for $100,000 on this amazing show. We will put them through many, many tests and tasks and challenges, and we will just have to wait to see who comes out victorious.
So incredibly excited for the first episode to air. I would love to get this answer from everyone, but how did it feel to get the call to be a part of the first ever season of Canada's Drag Race? Jeffrey, let's start with you.
Oh my gosh, it was such a dream come true. From the first time that I ever stepped foot on the main stage of RuPaul's Drag Race as a guest judge, it was the ultimate seed that had been planted. I felt like I was finally at home. I felt like I was around a community of like-minded individuals, being a part of something really special, a queer show for queer people, by queer people, that celebrates otherness and is a really welcoming platform to embrace everybody from any and every walk of life to come celebrate us as well and to see what we got to offer to the world in terms of artistry and self-expression and love. It was such a dream.
Let's get Stacey's answer next. How did it feel to get the call?
For me, I was shocked. I was excited. I didn't know what to do myself. I'm still like in that zone of I don't know. It's like pinch me. I can't believe it. I was just so shocked because, you know, I've seen the show before, yes, and I never thought that they would even think to have me, right? I'm so used to like being on more fashion programs. So it was just, wow. I was just like, RuPaul, really? Huh, me? This is an honor. So it was very, very exciting and very shocking.
Amazing. Brooklyn, how about for you?
Oh my God. I mean, well, it was just as exciting as when I got the phone call to be on season 11 of RuPaul's Drag Race. It felt very, very, very similar to that because, again, we knew the show was being talked about. We didn't know it was actually for sure happening. So when I got that phone call, this second dream I now had become a reality. So it was just the most amazing feeling. I definitely tried to play it cool on the phone and definitely hung up the phone and started screaming and running around my apartment like a little girl, as I do.
So now I want to know, for the three of you, what was it like working with your fellow judges? And what are you each individually bringing to the table in terms of your expertise and mentorship for the contestants? Stacey, I'd love if you would go first.
I have to say, this is the first group of like people, my fellow judges that I've worked with, that we all got along so well. It was like we met for the first time and it's like we clicked. And it's interesting because, you know, when I think of it, I'm like, how did they even think to put all three of us together and like know that that will happen, that we will click the way we did? You know, it's like we knew each other for years. You know, even if we have our differences, we were able to talk it out and just, you know, like in a friend way, like in a good way. Brooklyn, Jeffrey, it's like they're like my brother and sister. So it was really, really nice. And in terms of what am I bringing to the table, I'm bringing definitely my expertise in my respective fields, what I've learned within the fashion industry, within the modeling industry, you know, how to walk and all that good stuff, right? You know, how to pose and, you know, how to carry themselves, how to enter a room and own it, their style. So anything fashion. And most importantly, I try to instill in the queens the importance of loving themselves and accepting who they are, because if they don't have that strong sense of self, first and foremost, it's going to be quite hard to do what they want to do, to be that, you know, amazing drag queen, right? So I definitely give them that as well, too, because of my personal experiences being different and being weird and not being accepted.
All right, Jeffrey, I'd love to get that same answer from you. What kind of criteria were you focusing on the most when it comes to critiques? What do you bring into the table? And what was it like working with Stacey and Brooklyn for you?
The chemistry between myself, Brooklyn, and Stacey was totally unexpected and such a gift. They really did take a chance on us by pairing the three of us together without having any real knowledge of how we would blend together. And we really did feel like we've known each other for years. We all respect each other so much for our respective fields and learned so much from each other. I learned so much from Stacey based on her knowledge and history and personal experience with modeling. I learned so much from Brooklyn about the art of drag and the history of drag. Also, how to give really thoughtful feedback and critiques, because Brooklyn, out of all of us, has been through what these queens have been through. Mm-hmm. So she came at it from a really, really thoughtful perspective, as we all did. But I know that for myself, I just knew that in regards to interacting with these queens, offering them my guidance and my critique, I think that at the end of the day, all of our intention was just to help create a safe space for these queens to thrive and for their artistry to be elevated. And what I'm looking for is heart. I want to see who you are past the layers of all of the drag that you have on and really show me the depths of who you are so that I can fall in love with you, because I know that as a super fan of the show, that's how I've fallen in love with all of my favorite queens. It's when they have the courage to truly show the depths of who they are, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Brooklyn, same question for you.
Hated it! No, we really, like Jeffrey said, we had such great chemistry right off the bat, and that's something I certainly do not take for granted. I know that's not an easy thing to come by in this industry. Yeah. They were wonderful. They really were. We really all brought different things to the table. Stacey with her fashion and modeling background, Jeffrey with his judging background as well as his acting background. And then I think what I was focusing on more, obviously I was the drag queen there, and I was also a drag queen who had done the show before. So I was really focusing on getting the girls to break down their walls and getting them to just be themselves and relax. I really focused on that because, I mean, it's such a hard thing to do. Like, you get on TV and you, like, clam up. You want to be this perfect little porcelain princess. At least that's what I wanted to be. And that's not when the magic happens. The magic happens is when you strip yourself down and you just, like Jeffrey said, reveal who you are. So that was something that was really important for me to get through to them. I focused a lot on their fashion, on the cohesiveness of their looks, styling, kind of helping them still show who they are, but in a very glamorous, fashionable way. And I also, I'm a trained dancer, so I focused a lot if there was a dance challenge or anything like that. Any sort of movement thing was something I really focused on. But it was just so much fun to be on the other side of it. It was hard. It was harder than I thought it was going to be. My evil side came out a little bit at the beginning before we started. I was like, ooh, this is going to be so fun. I got to send these bitches home. And then the first episode happened. And I cried after we had to send one of the girls home. So I was like, okay, well, that didn't work out. Because you forget, like, how much these queens put into the show and the money they spend, the hard work, the passion. And then to have to say it's not your time to one of them is extremely difficult. So that was really hard. But I will say it was not as hard as being a contestant on a show. I will be a judge on Drag Race any day before I have to go back and be a contestant.
Fair. Very fair. Jeffrey, you have been a judge on both the regular season of RuPaul's Drag Race and also on All Stars 3. I would love to know, what did you notice in terms of the similarities and differences when it comes to Canada's Drag Race versus RuPaul's Drag Race? What are the fans going to notice about this show versus what they've already been watching?
The foundation and the structure of the show is the very essence of what fans know and love most about Drag Race. I think that it's a winning formula, and there was no sense in trying to fix something that wasn't broke. So all of the best parts of Drag Race that I myself as a super fan love, and everybody across the world who loves the show, you're going to find very strong similarities. But you're also going to find fun Canadian twists in all of our challenges and, you know, the set deck. And I think the Canadian fans are going to be really, really excited to see some of their favorite Canadian icons pop up, their favorite Canadian cultural references be referenced in fun little Easter eggs and people are going to be excited. But I think that the biggest difference between the two shows is that obviously there's no RuPaul. It's myself, Brooklyn, and Stacey judging and hosting the show, and not one of us holds any more power than the other. So it really does come down to us being this trifecta, this thruple, who are there to guide and mentor the queens. But we're also the ones that at the end of the day had to come to an agreement between the three of us as to who we think deserve to stay and who we think had to go home each week. And it was very much a democracy. Rue has the power to throw up his hand and say silence, and you know the rest is all up to him. But the three of us really, really had to have some hard conversations, and tears were shed, and you know it was not the easiest process at times, but we all knew that at the end of the day that we had these queens' best interests at heart and in mind. And although we may have had our personal favorites, at the end of the day, it just came down to who delivered the best performance and who deserved to stay.
I can't imagine being in your position having to try and pick from these queens, but I can't wait to just watch it. There are so many fierce queens a part of this season. There's so much great representation. We've got some French Canadian queens. We get some great representation from the Ontario drag scenes. There's a two-spirit Indigenous queen a part of this cast. And right in the mix of all of it, we get our very own queen from Vancouver Island, Jimbo the drag queen from Victoria. I would love to know each of your first impressions of Jimbo. Let's start with Stacey. What did you think of Jimbo?
Jaw-dropping. To this day, still my jaw is at the floor. How awesome is Jimbo? I can't give too much, but I will just say that it's cool to be different. And Jimbo, oh man, jaw-dropping. I don't want to give too much. I don't want to go on about Jimbo too much.
Okay, Brooklyn, your answer. What were your first thoughts on Jimbo?
Oh, I wish you could see my face, because my first thoughts were, huh? but in a great way, just like, oh, wow, I wasn't expecting that. I think that's the perfect way to describe Jimbo. Every time we saw Jimbo, it was, oh, wow, I wasn't expecting that. You obviously can't give too much away, but Jimbo definitely kept us on our toes the entire season.
I agree.
All right, Jeffrey?
I am always a sucker for a quirky queen and for queens who are self-proclaimed clowns, as Jimbo very much is, very similar to Brooklyn and Stacey. My jaw was just dropped. I thought she was so wacky and weird, and I just have endless respect for anybody who was willing to go out into the world and to march to the beat of their own drum and to express and explore the sides of themselves that the society may tell us too quiet, that are too weird or too off the cuff to be acknowledged or celebrated. And Jimbo has found a way to tap into all of that personal authenticity and to transform it into this really beautiful, hilarious, weird, and wacky style of drag that is all her own. I've never seen a queen anything like Jimbo before. She's phenomenal.
Amazing. Wow, that's awesome. Can't wait to see that on TV. I don't know how heavily you were involved in the casting process of all of this, but I would love to look into the future.
Not at all.
But what do you guys think about the idea for future casting? I know when the first casting call went out, it was not just asking for drag queens, but for kings and other sort of drag performers. Do you ever see a possibility of drag kings being a part of Canada's Drag Race that we haven't necessarily seen from RuPaul's Drag Race?
I mean, why not?
But we'll see. Yeah. I say why not too. I think that we've made some really tremendous steps with having trans queens on the show in Drag Race franchise, and having a non-binary queen on this first season of Canada's Drag Race. You know, I mean, I think that there's room for all areas and all aspects of drag expression and drag performance. And I think that every type of drag is absolutely worthy of celebration, but time will tell.
Okay. This question is for Brooklyn. Obviously, Pride is looking a little bit different this year, but I would love to know if you have any ideas of how Canadians can show love and support for their local drag and their queer communities right now.
Oh, God, absolutely. Well, every drag queen I know is doing an online show. So you can go watch the drag queen's online show, tip the girls, make sure they get some money. In terms of supporting our community, what I have been doing is I've been educating myself. So I would invite everybody to watch the Marsha P. Johnson story on Netflix. It's a documentary about Marsha P. Johnson, who is a trans black woman who was one of the starters of the Stonewall Riot, which is what started Pride. And I think this is a great Pride for all of us to just sit back and educate ourselves a little bit about how Pride started. Remember that it started as a riot against police brutality, and just educate ourselves because it's very timely with what's going on in the world right now. So that's my best advice for celebrating Pride this year, is to educate yourself.
Great advice. Okay, as we get ready to wrap this up, Jeffrey, I would love for you to just give a final thing about what Canada's drag race is. Are we going to see lip sync assassins? Are we going to see dancing? What are we going to get when we tune in on July 2nd?
Canada's Drag Race is everything that every drag race super fan could ever want and more. Not only are you going to get the aspects of drag race that we've all come to know and love, but you're also going to get an entire new crop of queens from a whole new country that bring their own personal, authentic styles of drag to the table. It is endlessly entertaining. I learned so much from these queens, and not only their expression of drag, but also through their personal journeys. It's incredibly exciting and it's heartwarming and heartbreaking, and every single moment is worthy of celebration, and every single person who was there on that set was so excited to be there and for the right reasons, and the audience is going to be able to feel that through their screens.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Stacey, Jeffrey, and Brooklyn, for taking the time to chat with me about the first ever season of Canada's Drag Race. It is coming to Crave on July 2nd. So incredibly excited to watch it. Thank you so much, guys.